All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Sylvie Bertrand, the Executive Director of Transport Action Pontiac, a nonprofit public transportation group here in the Pontiac region. Sylvie, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
Not so bad. So could you explain a little bit about, you gave a presentation last night at the MRC Pontiac Council of Mayors meeting, and you sort of described that you guys are looking for volunteer drivers. Could you describe a little bit about what exactly your organization does and what you're looking for from drivers as well?
Well, first of all, our main mission, it's to bring people to medical appointments and to other activities also. But at the moment, we do have around 55 volunteers, drivers, and we are still looking for some in some municipality. We have some municipality that they're really in big needs, like we're looking for Shawville, Bristol, Portage, Fort Collingwood, Mansfield, we are okay at the moment, but if anybody's available, we'll never refuse a volunteer. And at the in Chapeau area, Sheenborough, we could use one or two volunteer also. And the most place where it's in big demand, it's in the municipality of Pontiac, like Couillon, Breckenridge, and Lusville. We're really struggling in those three little towns. We don't have enough drivers. We have to go lots of time, go and get some driver in other town to try and, you know, give the service. So it's kind of really hard. And so this is the main cause that Transport Action is looking is to try and recruit new drivers. And like I say, we say volunteer drivers, but there's always a fee that goes to the use of their vehicle. So if anybody that's really interesting, just to give us a call at the office and we'll explain everything that we need from them for them to become one of our volunteer drivers.
So these are people that use their own personal vehicles here, but you, like you said, you reimburse them for their time, and they're just sort of on call, like you guys will assign them? How does that work?
Yeah, like when they come and register, like we ask them what's their availability, when they want to drive. They don't have to drive 5 days a week. If they want to do 2 days, 1 day, or if they don't want to drive in the city, just around town, that's okay. We accept anything that suits them, because lots of time it's people that they're on their retirement and they don't want to commit 5 days a week, and that we do understand. So if they only want to do when they're available, we do accept that also.
And like you said there too, it's mainly for medical appointments and that kind of thing, but it's also for, like, say somebody needed to go down to the city to get a driver's license or to get some kind of form filled out with a government service. That's
exactly.
So it's quite a wide variety of things that you can be called on to do.
Exactly.
If we could go over there again, just the places where you need them the most. You said it's the municipality of Pontiac specifically, but also Shawville, Portage.
Shawville, Bristol, Portage. Camel's Bay. I forgot Camel's Bay. Camel's Bay's in good need too. That's about the main place we need them.
But you can always use volunteers.
Always. Because lots of time we have drivers, they go on vacation, or, you know, they don't want to drive too much in the winter or things like that. So every time we have a spare one, we could use it anyway.
Sylvie, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for speaking with me about this and letting people know what's going on. If there's anything else that we forgot to mention there or anything else you wanted to let our listeners know, I'll give you the last word here.
No, I think if anybody's interesting, we have a good team of volunteers, so we'd be glad to receive you on our team.